good evening, everybody. This is Kermit the Frog coming to you live from Earthen Rings Lore Podcast. Yay!
Gets me every time. Hi, guys. I'm Kanta, and this is the monthly episode of Lore Podcast. Thank you, Cormac, for doing that wonderful voice of Kermit the Frog.
You're very welcome. Jim Henson Company, please don't sue me in the face.
Yes, don't sue any of us, because that'd be terrible. Also, a much, much welcome back to Belrune, who has been MIA for several months due to real-life reasons. Belrune, welcome back. He's alive.
Well, sometimes I'm alive, sometimes I'm not. Depends on how much I drink. Thank you very much for that intro. I appreciate it, and I am really happy to be back.
No problem. We missed you, dude. Also joining us tonight are two very special guests, very close friends of mine, which we'll be asking them a few questions of both roleplay-related and even art-related stuff. We first have Stella.
Hello.
And we have the mind-breaking Brennan.
Nice. Hi.
Now, I have one question before we move on. He says that you're really good friends with him. Now, would you say that also? I mean, sometimes I have to wonder if he really has any friends.
Oh, that's so harsh. You've just been waiting to get back to me, haven't you? Just for the month that you haven't been on, right?
That's right. That's right.
We'll say that most of the time, sometimes not in public, but most of the times we're friends with Kanta.
So it is true. Kanta does have friends.
That's astonishing.
It seems a little bit odd, but I do. Well, guys, we have some awesome subjects for you tonight. We'll be talking a little bit to both Stella and Brennan about their awesome roleplay ideas that they have for just everything. They've done a lot of singing events and just a bunch of stuff in general. We'll be covering some 5.0 rumors and speculation about Theramore that we know so far. And we'll also be touching on, what was our final subject? Oh, yes, the Darkmoon Fair.
So yay!
That's going to be a lot of fun for everyone, as with the minigames and everything it has. So, but let's move on to the first subject for Stella and Brennan. Guys,
you say as I lose my voice.
Cormac, Belrune, or if you guys have any questions for them at all, feel free to pipe up. But my first question for both of you, answer them in whatever order you want, Stella, Brennan, whoever wants to go first. What perked up the interest for your characters for Stella and Brennan?
All right. Give me the look.
Alphabetical order, you go first.
So Brennan is going.
Well, do you mean like character concept-wise or our whole little bard shtick here?
The bard shtick.
The bard shtick comes from myself, and I kind of drag Stella into it, because that's how we do things.
Yeah.
We've always been event planners, more or less, on our realms, even aside from the guilding and everything else. We lean towards wanting to get people involved with stuff. And entertainers, just simple folk, are an easy way to get that going.
And the simple folk don't usually have all the drama that, you know, some other people can.
Like the main character type.
Exactly,
yeah. It's nice to have characters. They're just a little supporting cast trying to get the community going. And the music. So there you go.
Yes, that leads on to another question. How do you guys choose the music you do? A lot of them, I'm not sure if they're actually original songs at times or if they're edited songs. So how do you guys go about doing that?
All of them are actually edited songs. Brenny tends to do all the editing. I just kind of occasionally go, oh, hey, I heard this on the radio or something, and be like, hey, can we do it?
And she does this 5 minutes before we go on.
So you're actually going and taking what would be modern songs and turning them into filks? That's more appropriate?
Sometimes. We also do a lot of Renaissance stuff. Pirate shanties, I've had some resources to dig through, and pretty much anything that'll fit and get a good laugh or get folks jumping around, joining in.
Yeah, the songs that you guys do at the Mugs especially are just awesome because they get everyone off onto the dance floor and slash dance, you know?
Well, it adds atmosphere, and it's even more fun when everybody else starts chiming in, like, Eat the Lime was one of our favorites because everybody would start shouting out, Eat the Lime, Eat the Lime! I just imagine the poor buggers running around not role-playing, wondering what the hell is going on.
What is all this shouting?
What are they talking about?
You know, we should give a little shout out to Cryer Hotfix for being awesome when he's actually there at the bar and joining in and getting folks to sing and stuff, because it's always great with the chorus.
Oh, yes, the Cryers are just awesome in general.
Seriously, I'm not even over on that side and I hear about the awesome stuff they do. Cryers are badass. Like,
true.
Maybe one day you guys will have Cryers on Horde side.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, we don't have the same sort of structure that y'all do, so I don't know, maybe.
It'd still be cool to have, you know, for the role players that may not be too keen on the community going on over there.
Sure, so, sure.
Yeah, hire some goblins.
Yeah, get some goblins or something, or get someone to roleplay, like, or get someone to roleplay an ogre and be like, "Me want to go to an event." And that was a terrible ogre voice, I know. But yeah,
we won't judge you. It's okay.
Many people do. It's all right.
I'll judge you. I'll judge you.
You're not a paladin though, so you can't.
Oh snap!
But this goes to Stell, and for those that do not know, Stell is a wonderful artist. She She has some great artwork up on the network, and which I promptly suggest anyone go check it out. And she does do commissions, so major bump for her. I plan on getting a commission from her myself soon. You could commission her from money. She likes money because money pays for Brennan's cake. So so she does do gold commissions. They take a little bit longer, but if she has wonderful art style, very very nice. I know a few people from Earthending have already commissioned her by, I don't know if you've gotten any money requests yet or what, has it been mostly gold? I'm not too sure.
I had one money request that was almost up to $80 because of the detail wanted and everything else.
That was five to say, wasn't it?
Yep.
Very cool. That was an excellent done, so.
Thank you. It was a learning experience, to be sure. I've never actually done lighting like that before. Took me 2 weeks, I think.
Oh, was it longer? I remember you going, "Friend, come look at this."
No, you gotta understand. There's some days I'll text her pictures while she's at work, going, "Hey, what do I need to fix on this?" And she'll go, "I can't see. It's too tiny.
So small."
Don't even make a joke out of that, Balroon. I know it's hard. Your head.
I'm being good. It's a podcast.
you would still do it. You would still do it. But this is a question for Brennan. You, like, I've noticed a lot of your work with the music, especially with the editing. Your tremendous writing. How long have you been writing for, really?
You contemplative noise. Well, it's a really tough one. I can be like really conceited and say since I could like write, but I've just always been a writer. It's just what I do.
How long have you been writing Warcraft related stuff then?
Oh, how long has WoW been out?
Nearly 7 years now. Yeah.
Really?
Oh god, now I feel old.
But it was like five.
No,
older than the kid.
7th anniversary is or was soon or something.
It's this month. Gosh. The 7th anniversary is this month.
Happy birthday, WoW.
Wow. So, yeah, I'd say I started WoW the spring after release, and then I got into the roleplay, and, yeah. I do other writing besides the songs. I just haven't put it on ER yet because I'm lazy.
Right now she's helping me write a children's book, actually.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we write. We test it on the children.
It's very
involved.
Does it involve Murlocs at all?
Sorry, go on. I said go on first.
Fine. Well, right now, currently, it's about all the old mythological creatures and scary things that parents would tell their kids about to keep them behaving in alphabetical order.
That's actually really cool. I would definitely look into that myself.
Because you're a child at heart.
I am a child at heart. Thank you. Shut up, Balroon.
He hasn't even said anything.
Balroon. He comes back from trotting across the globe.
He's waiting.
The voice of God is kind today.
I'm waiting. I will get him.
He at least suspects it.
Now, how long have you two been on Earthament for?
How long have we been here? When did we come here?
We came here, I think, towards the end of the summer, actually. So maybe 3 or 4 months now, maybe?
Oh, sure.
Was it August? Was it July?
It was after my birthday, so
Is it?
August. Yeah, it was after my
birthday.
I'm
pretending I remember exactly what day that is right now, and you won't make me sleep on the couch.
August 24th, dear.
Knew it. We've been here more than 2 months. We moonlighted on some little alts. I don't know if anybody remembers Aaron and Anna, just to test the waters, and they were popular, so we're like, hey, let's have fun.
I think I do, briefly. They were at the Harbor Market, I believe, right?
Yeah, they came to the mug, the market, and the talent show.
I remember them. So, yeah.
And then Stell and Bren were born, and they were much more epic.
And there is much cake needed throughout that day on.
Now there's a flour shortage.
Can we bribe them with booze? Yeah.
Sometimes.
It's Balroom. Balroom must always ask this. You know, can we bribe you with booze? I already know I can't bribe Cormac. He doesn't drink.
I know you could bribe Brennan right now, but I don't think you could bribe Stell with booze.
No, Stell can't drink.
Stell get pissed off, though.
I can't drink.
Trying to convince the ant sober. Trying to convince a dwarf to stay sober? Are you kidding?
She was just doing it because she felt that she can't drink. She's selfish. It's true.
All right, I'm trying to see if I have any final questions. Mox, do you have any questions?
Nothing offhand, no.
All right.
So do you take other music and pieces of work from other folks that are willing to share with you?
I sure would. Just never had it up. We're actually finally starting to get approached for other events, so that's pretty awesome.
That's cool. Any events that are coming up that you'll be attending? Or?
Not that I know. We have to talk to Connie.
Aha,
Connie's amazing with the events, you know.
Yes, Connie is an excellent person, so...
She's becoming my co-conspirator since she found out I like events, and I get a whisper in her ear like a bad little cricket.
Yeah, she's all right for a gnome.
For a gnome.
We'll just put her on stilts and dress her up for you. You'll never know.
We'll stack her on top of two others and put a trench coat on her.
Oh, wow. Bad cartoons.
All right. Well, I think that is good for questions for now. Stell, Brennan, you're obviously still free to join in the conversation. I'll be throwing questions at you regarding all the other subjects that we'll be talking about tonight, so feel free to perk up with that.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not leaving you out, so you guys can't sneak out the back door yet.
I don't know. Stell had her hand on the doorknob there.
Oh.
Dang, dammit! Let me out!
But let us move on to the 5.0 speculation that many of us have heard about, many of us have not. Myself and Mox have heard about this before, and we have talked about it. Balroon, Stella, and Brennan are new to this. In fact, I believe it is a dog barking in the background, but that's okay.
Hey, it's Olaf. Get over it.
But what we have, or what we have heard, is that Theramore is going to be basically blasted off the face of the Earth. And it is noted from this that the Horde is the Horde behind it.
Damn those stinking Hordes. Oops.
They've said that, huh? It is the Horde, or that's a speculation?
I think the speculation is the Horde. Is that right, Mox?
Blues have kind of confirmed that it's happening, and the Horde is supposed to be the group that's responsible for doing it. I imagine it's the Horde under the dictate of Garrosh Hellscream. I can't imagine that Thrall would come back and say, and now that I'm back, I'm going to go completely bug nuts crazy, and I'm going to attack Theramore, because that's what I want to do, damn it. But
screw Jaina.
Yeah, screw Jaina. Yeah,
we aren't friends anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I got this Agra chick that I picked up in the Grand. Yeah, let's do that instead. But, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine that that Thrall would be responsible. So I imagine that there's military reasons why the Horde would want to do that. I mean, the Alliance push into Kalimdor is based from there, so logistically it's
exactly
smart. Diplomatically, it's a really, really dumb idea, but then again, Garrosh has not exactly been an intelligent faction leader up until this point.
Yeah.
Hey, I think it's a good thing. I mean, shoot, Theramore's a blight. It's a dry city. Come on.
There he goes getting that dig in he promised.
Nice.
Oh, jeez. See,
I can... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, from the standpoint of what's going on in game, it makes sense. There's so much going on between the Horde and Alliance right now, even in the Barrens, all the little mini outposts that, you know, it's at least coherent.
Yeah, just...
It doesn't seem like an out-of-nowhere.
Yeah, just the what's going on between Horde and Alliance is going to be, it's just a starting point of what's going to happen. And it's really, really picked up since Wrath. Like, you could definitely see that most of this stuff that's going on comes from the Wrathgate events, in which there was that whole idea, like, the Horde attacked Alliance, and Alliance attacked Horde, yada, 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 with Bolvar and all that sorts. And it's really stemmed off from that, in which it's become a huge conquest for territory. And if you go to Saramore itself, you'll notice that there's a ton of Alliance war machines there, tanks and all sorts of stuff. There's a lot of military. They created a highway just for all their tanks to make its way across it, and they're stemming into that, stemming into Barrens from there.
Mm-hmm.
So, as Mox, you did say, it is a good idea statistically.
Strategically,
I could talk.
I like that word, though, statistically.
Statistically is my new favorite word.
It's a mix between strategically and statistically, so there you go.
Statistically, it's very wise.
Strategically, it's a very, very good idea because... Thank you. It is a great idea for the Horde because it just minimizes what's going to be coming out of there. But as you said, it's going to stir up a hornet's nest. In fact, that hornet's nest, as we've been told, is Jaina herself. And this is big because for a long while, WoW has really been killing for a strong female role, of which I noticed. Like, we have Sylvanas, but she's kind of edging closer to the role of the Lich Queen at this point.
Yeah.
And I can't really say... As much as I love Night Elf lore, I just finished reading Stormreach not too long ago.
Oh, don't remind me.
Tyrande is not a strong female role at this point, and I really hope to see more from her. But Jaina looks like she's going to be coming out of Theramore, fireballs blazing, literally. Like, there's one image of her just so mad that she has fire coming from her eyes.
You mean the freaking rose-colored glasses finally came off?
Yeah. It seems
Holy
so.
Holy
Yeah.
You can't pick her on her too much. And they have put her in a few more books lately, getting attention. You know, they did the Arthas book and then the Shattering.
One book, too. She's getting her own book.
Is she?
Yep, by Chris Holden. And she's...
Good, it's not by Knack. It won't be like Stormreach.
See, I didn't mind Knack too much. I mean, I prefer Golden, but I don't mind Knack.
I like the first trilogy, and I like the Day of the Dragon, but Night of the Dragon and Stormreach were just lacking.
See, with Knack, at least, he's pushing for Tyrande to be a strong female role. So I'll give
him... He wrote Stormreach.
Yeah. I know, but he's pushing Tyrande to become strong.
Okay.
So I'll give him that much. But going back to that, it's going to be interesting from a roleplay perspective, because here you have the Templars of the Rose, my own guild, being in this neutral stance that they're trying to make treaties with the Tears of Draenor. They're trying to, you know, kind of branch off from the Alliance, and all of a sudden you have Theramore getting blown to bits. It's like...
That's where their base is, right?
That's where the Templars' base is, so...
Might mean something for your guys' neutrality.
Yeah.
I mean,
in due time, we'll see how that comes out. I mean, I mean, the day I logged in that stuff was going on, I had at least 10, 15 whispers in my... on my screen saying, what are you going to do when 5.0 comes out? What are you going to do? It's like, I don't know, guys. I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's definitely going to be interesting. But, Mox, what do you think of this 5.0 speculation? Do you think it's going to be the Horde? Do you think it's going to be something else? Do you think it's going to have to do with something of Jaina? Or from what? How do you think it's going to start? Just an instant attack? Or
It's probably going to be one of those things that I can't imagine them doing a live in-game event of that sort of thing happening because there's too much involved, and it's really, no matter what the Alliance players would do, the people playing the Alliance characters, they're going to lose, and you don't want to railroad people in an event like that. So it's probably just going to be one of those things that when 5.0 hits, this will have happened. There might be a cutscene or something that's associated with it, or, you know, something along those lines, but it is going to be the Horde that does it. I mean, they pretty much came out and said that. And Maybe they will give Jaina something to do, because, and I know I'm going to, actually, I'm gonna not say what I was going to say, because it might get me in trouble. But they need to make Jaina, like, not like a character you see on the Lifetime channel, because I can't stand how limp-wristed and weak she has been in her portrayal so far. She needs to, you know, grow a pair, frankly. And
I would prefer if she did not grow a pair. Just from this being the internet, I would prefer that. I can sit you on.
Now someone will draw a bad picture.
Now
that word
comes out of the woodwork.
No, I'm going to be very nice, because I actually, something that Cormac was saying there, if I were to speculate as to what might happen or how Blizzard would handle this, I could see it going one of two ways. Either they have this cut scene that just, you know, you get to see early on when 5.0 comes out, or they have used the whole concept of phased zones a lot, and they've gotten even more into that idea. So they may make it part of a quest chain for the Horde as well as for the Alliance, where this battle occurs, and then it fades into a cutscene like at Wrathgate did.
That's actually what went through my mind, was they could very well just do this as a phasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it would be similar to the whole Wrathgate scenario in very much the same way that they handled that one.
We can compare it to other zones as well. Look at Westfall.
Yeah, another zone to point out would actually be Stone Talon, in which case the whole Druid tower got blown up by, what's his name? I'm trying to think of the Orc commander out there.
Skromgar?
Yeah, Skromgar. He, whom got thrown off the ledge by Garrosh. Spoiler!
I guess we'll say that before you share.
It's been like a year.
I'm poking fun, but... He like on the Horde side, you're trying to like prevent this kind of, because it's like this is a little bit too much. Your character, the Tauren, are trying to prevent this from happening because it's Druids. The Druids have close ties with the Kaldurai, and on the Alliance side, you're like scrambling to get these Druids out of there because it's like you don't want them to get killed. So having something from that perspective, in which case you're trying to get like Smiling Jim out of there and other people.
Right.
Yes, but you have to.
But at the same time, I could see that Jaina would, at that point in either those quest chains or going into that cutscene, you know, the idea that Garrosh would sanction this after her relationships with Thrall and her trying to broker some sort of peace between the factions, and then Garrosh openly attacks her base. I could see her really at that point amping things up a bit.
There's actually an image of her, like I said, with the fire in her eyes and just slinging fire spells. I mean, how often have we really seen Jaina using fire spells before?
Only in the books, really.
Right? Yeah. It only seems when she gets her temper up a little bit. So it seems like her emotions play off her spells, which is pretty cool.
It happens a lot in that type of magical character.
Yeah. Brennan, what do you think, though, with the whole speculation? What do you think might either come of it or might, like, have started it? Yeah, just like this whole war, or...
Well, like I said earlier, there's just so much going on in the Barrens right now. The Alliance is pushing in for territory again. It just makes sense to me.
And Garrosh is wanting to prove himself, is what I'm seeing.
That's true. But...
Yeah.
He's like, look, I'm a big boy. Sorry. I'm not terribly fond of him.
No, I don't think many people are.
Yeah, the more he tries, the more he fails.
No, the question...
You can appreciate the character, but...
The question that comes to my mind is, they're going to be, down the road, a retaliatory action, you know, reciprocating.
With Varian as the king of... No, there's no question about that one.
What do you think? What do you think the Alliance would retaliate to, though? I mean, it makes me wonder if they would go on something on the Eastern Kingdoms that's closer to the Alliance capital, being Stormwind, or if they would attack somewhere else in Kalimdor. Makes me wonder about that.
It's a good one. I mean, you could think about Ashenvale's always been contested. The elves might be really pissy.
Oh yeah, we are.
that we are. Well,
that's just because they have small pee-pees and
hey,
suck up the body.
Behave yourself. Behave yourself. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
A cackling jerk. I like
it. Belrune's already making more friends than I am.
Oh, but you have Yan to be popular.
Her boobs are popular, not her.
This is true.
These two lovely ladies already said they were friends of yours, so obviously you have friends, but it may only be two.
Oh.
That's only the two of us.
Belrune, you're not my friend.
Silence. Cricket chirp.
Moving on. Stella, how about you? Same question as prior with everyone else.
And now I feel like the kid picked on in the last backseat of the row.
Well, I still haven't asked Belrune. He's just been piping up at his own expense.
Honestly, you go on ahead with him. I'm shy about these things.
All right, Belrune, how about yourself?
What, I've already kind of spoken my opinion
Shut
on
up.
It.
Somebody's ringing.
Like that
Somebody's
song.
Rude.
Sorry.
I'm trying to think of what song that is now.
Let me look. No, I don't want to connect to the web.
So.
Is that you, dear? For shame. For shame for one of my own.
But,
Well, I mean, I've already been piping in my opinions and thoughts all the way along, so.
It looks like it's you then, Stell.
What was the question again? Also, it was Stellar.
by Incubus, yes. But yes, the question was, the question was along the lines of, what do you think could really stem off from the attack on Theramore? What do you think could have really caused it beforehand?
Well, honestly, Brandon said, there's just so much going on and shit. And hold on, let me turn off my music. American Pie does not equal this kind of conversation. I don't know. Between Garrosh and Varian, there's just two very hot-tempered guys wanting to beat at the other one. And one of the best ways is, you know, get rid of the places close to us that will cause us trouble or something.
Well, here's a possible thought. Garrosh is trying to differentiate himself from Thrall. He's trying to bring back the old ways of the Horde, you know, all this other stuff, while Thrall was trying to go a different direction. Jaina and Theramore represented a location and a diplomatic union between the Alliance and Thrall and the Horde that Thrall was trying to, at least in some ways, establish, and Garrosh doesn't want to have any part of that. So what's the best thing to do? Get rid of it.
Well, wouldn't you think that there'd be a better time to do this than, you know, during the whole world is exploding and dying and breaking apart thing? I mean,
actually, you know,
not really.
If you think about
distracted.
It, yeah, if you think about it, it's actually the perfect time to do this because people are distracted, and, you know, even more so if it's done correctly, which Garrosh won't do, but if it was done
exactly, that's exactly what I mean, though.
If it was done well, oh wait,
something else. But you know, it's Garrosh, so let's think of it that way. But he doesn't think that way.
No, he's just too hot-headed. He's not wanting to do things proper. I mean, I'm all for, you know, taking over. You know, granted, I'm more Alliance than Horde, but when you're not doing things right, the world's exploding around you, and all this crap is going down. It's just, it's causing more trouble than anything else.
I just realized Mox is outweighed here 4-1 Alliance to Horde.
I don't have anything positive to say about Garrosh, honestly. There's better ways that they could have presented that story, and this is going to segue into a rant, actually. I'm just going to shut up. But he's a moron. He's doing it the wrong way. You can do war without being a moron.
You're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong, Garrosh.
Yeah, but I just think they put that in there for a reason.
I would actually like to hear someone actually speak positive about Grosh. I mean, at the same time, he seems to be doing a lot for the Horde, but from my own eyes, being Alliance, he's a poop head. So.
He's doing great.
Well,
he's doing great stuff for the orcs. Not the Horde.
Yeah, that's
true. The Horde is kind of falling apart there, huh, with the whole Forsaken thing.
Yeah.
For shame.
Well, okay, I've got one good thing to say about him. I'll admit, when I did the quest chain in the mountain place or whatever, I'm sorry.
Twilight Highlands?
No,
the one we were talking about earlier.
Stonehound Islands?
That one.
Oh, when he threw the guy off the ledge?
When he threw the guy off the ledge, I swear to God that I jumped up and started applauding. That was the one and only time
I saw a glimpse in Sorfang when that happened. I saw a glimpse of Sorfang in him when he did that.
Well, yeah, he quoted Sorfang from the Ice Crown.
Yep. Was it Ice Crown or was it...
Boring Dungeon, my bad.
Yeah.
But is he really doing good things for the orcs, or is he just inspiring them to fight and to war? Is that necessarily a good thing to the orcs?
He's giving them pride. He's giving them pride in their face.
Pride, morale, all that sorts.
And at base, as a race, that's what they are. They enjoy the wartime.
Hmm.
Mwah.
Here.
Okay, so we beat that dead horse.
Well,
it's
let's see.
Dying.
Hmm.
Still might be a little quiet, baby invasion.
Yeah, I heard it.
Baby's invaded.
But let's see.
Say, you know, take candle. Say, you know, take candle.
So, candle, moving on.
And I want to hear the you know, take candle.
He's too shy.
He's lucky because he stepped on a needle.
Aww.
Well, they broke into my sewing supplies.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, continue.
All right. Looks like they're invading all over there. The children are invading. The children are invading.
Murloc.
But yes, let us move on to... I think our favorite subject of the evening, in which we're not talking about Grosh, although I love Stella and Brennan much, but let's get on to the Darkmoon Fair.
Yay!
Which is going to be a whole lot of fun, and there was a twin moment right there in which you both laughed today, and it was really funny.
Oh my God, do they also wear rings and
Wonder Twins?
As a matter of fact, we do, thank you.
Wonder Twins magic act.
Wonder Twin powers go, form of cake!
Ooh.
Taking profit.
From a fork.
But, yes, the Dark Moon Fair is going to be
I'm not touching that.
What was that?
Nothing.
I think he said he wasn't going to touch that.
Nope.
He's not going to touch
it.
Moving on.
So, yes, there's plenty of awesome things about Dark Moon Fair. I think there's going to be a bunch of games, and I know something that a lot of people really, really love is the fact that they're bringing back the dungeon set armor, at least the replicas of it. So,
not just dungeon set, but also dungeon set and Tier Zero, the upgraded stuff that you used to be able to do the quests for. Those are going to be available for tokens. Yep.
Or the 0.5, because 0.5 was the horrible quest.
0.5 is the stuff I'm talking about. They refer to it as Tier Zero on the site that I'm looking at. So,
that's odd.
Yeah.
It's an upgrade from anyway.
Are they going to have a people launcher?
I think they might. I don't
know. You
have
to have the cannons.
Yes, the cannons must.
I know they're going to have a dancing bear mount, which is going to be awesome, and it's going to be the bane of Toddles' existence.
I was going to say, I can see Toddles just screaming in terror. Oh God, the bears!
They're also going to have a bunch of awesome stuff. I know they're going to have a bunch of mini games. They're going to have, you know, Dark Moon Swords, Dark Moon Hammers. They're going to have a arena, the arena in Stranglethorn, the Troll Arena. They're going to have one like that.
And a souped-up Tonka battle.
Mm. Yes. And that's going to be awesome. And there's going to be just all sorts of games, like Test Your Strength, the Tonk Commander. They're bringing back the Humanoid Cannonball Bell.
Excellent.
They're bringing back a turtle game, and they're bringing bringing in a game called Whacking Gnolls.
I saw that one. That would be funny.
And a shooting game as well, so that ought to be awesome. But it's going to be very cool. You're going to be able to level up your skills by doing these quests by five, and they're going to be dailies. You get tokens from them and all that, and rep. They're bringing back the Darkmoon rep. But let's talk about role-play possibilities with them.
You know you're going to find us there, like, weekly.
Yes. We're going to see you there daily, I'm sure.
Probably.
I don't know. There has to be breaks for cake. Even though Bren was in love with the elf that gave out food for a while.
Don't bring that up with Stell.
Dark Moon Reserve.
I remember Deanna drank herself sick on that stuff. But it makes me wonder, with all that stuff, how busy it's going to be, if first of all comes to mind, because usually with that whole capital city effect, many role players don't usually go there for events for not until at least it's calmed down a little bit.
Yeah, I was about to say,
yeah,
you know, when it first comes out.
First month, even.
Yeah, the first month, usually, it's very busy. So we'll probably have to wait until, like, at least a month at the role play events for that, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Like, I'm sure we'll be able to do neutral events there for both Horde and Alliance, and maybe even we'll have mug events there, and I'm sure we'll see just Brennan and Stella, as you guys said, with the Dark Moon, if there
all
are
all the time.
Average on as well. So
he'll be very happy.
I mean, Belrune, what are you looking forward to most out of this?
Oh, you know, the Dark Moon Fair has always been a fun place to go and you know, be Belrune. I mean, there's only one time that's better than that for Belrune, and well, that's Beerfest. So, I mean, we're good, you know, as far as role playing, going to the Dark Moon Fair. Oh yeah, get lots of booze. Get stupid on some of the games, get shot out of a cannon many, many times. That would be Balrun's thing. You know, he can fly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He can fly when he's drunk. See, Bren avoids the cannon.
What's that wings?
He gets stuck.
Yeah, Bren has been stuck in the cannons thanks to Stell, so scary.
So yeah, you know, the human cannonball, you know, the idea that he can fly, well, though he's flying most of the time anyways. Some of the other games, you know, test, you know, feats of strength and stuff like that, I don't think he's going to be too much into that. But some of the other stuff is going to be a lot of fun. As far as role-playing, oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, having a drunk dwarf at Dark Moon Fair, a habitually drunk dwarf at Dark Moon Fair. I mean,
watch your kneecaps.
Watch your kneecaps, that.
Whack-a-nole, just spin in a circle. Take away the
Oh, yeah, see, there you go. And they're going to do whack-a-nole? Oh, man.
Except it's going to be whack-a-canta for Belrune.
We'll whack a someone.
I refuse to bring canta to that place now.
So good, that's what
You know, yeah, Belrune's out there playing whack-a-nole and then slips and whacks Kanta's foot. Whack! Oops, sorry.
Then he does it to the other.
Yep.
Good measure.
And, you know, Daphne would only sit there and scold Kanta for getting hurt.
Oh, yeah. Like she did that one time.
She's very good at lecturing for a 15-year-old.
She's only 15?
Yeah.
How did you not pick up on that?
I'm a little bit slow sometimes.
You are.
Belrune, shut up.
All the bad jokes that get tossed at Sam.
Oh, boy. Stell, Brennan, obviously we know a lot of your stuff, but what's some other stuff you guys are looking forward to?
I'm really excited for Sanderin, because I'm a geek. And Stell, I wasn't as excited, but I'm working on that. She'll be as thrilled as I am, and she'll make panda people, and it'll be plentiful.
Yeah, I'll admit some places my lore was sketchy, and when I saw that, I was like, ah, God, they're just throwing stuff in now. And she's like, no, look here.
I did the same. I went into that and looked, so, yeah.
I was like, look here, 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 here. I love the pandas or else.
Now a question off subject, but will we see Brennan becoming a panda? Come find
out. No, Brennan can't be a panda. It would have been the perfect race if they'd already been there, but Brennan couldn't be a panda.
Right.
He would miss his face squid, and still would miss the face squid.
Balru needs a panda sidekick.
That would be awesome.
You know, very stoic, awesome. Very wise, very
peaceful.
We'll
have it happen. We'll have it happen.
You mean a drinking buddy.
So, you know, Pandaren don't usually get drunk. It's a big thing in their lore.
Is it really?
Drinking is more about the benefits than a spiritual thing. They don't like hangovers and excess.
I did not know that.
Yes,
the more you know, Star. Bing.
I am the more you know, Star.
Having a sidekick, he'd corrupt the sidekick.
This is true, probably, and he'd need a brewmaster sidekick for extra benefits.
Exactly.
How about you, Mox? What are you most looking forward to, both for in character and out of character reasons?
Well, having another place to gather and do stuff would be nice. From an in character perspective, from an out of character perspective, I kind of want other stuff to do at the top level aside from grinding raids, because I'm so tired of raids. They're crappy.
I am.
No, that's
so
what roleplay's for.
You know, I am so with you there, Cormac. I can't do raids. I don't have the time to devote to doing that. And so, you know, I got out of raiding a long time ago, and that leaves dailies when there are no roleplay opportunities necessarily around. All I got are dailies, basically, to run around and do nowadays. And it's getting kind of boring.
Now we'll scold you and say, if there's no RP opportunities around, create them. She'll get drunk in public and slap some gnome on the ass. I don't know.
Well, Balru drunk in public is kind of normal.
It's a normal thing.
It's par for the course. When is he? The thing is, when is he not drunk?
When he's not drunk, you have something to be watch out for.
That still stands, though. If you want to pee, you just gotta go stir it up.
That's true. But yeah, Dark Moon Fair is definitely gonna be awesome, along with the other stuff we'll be seeing for 4.3. Excuse me, as well as the expansion, which I still am a bit grumbly over pandas a little bit, just because I'm a grumpy person to begin with. But
I thought you were the fool.
Huh?
I am a
grumpy fool. So.
Fools are happy.
Ooh.
They shape up.
Shush. But,
you know.
It should be interesting. Like, the more I'm reading into Benderin, the more I'm like, I guess it could happen.
I'm going to send you some tidbits once we're off then, so that I can be like, look, and I'll try to spread the enthusiasm.
Honestly, for me, it's a sit back and watch and see thing more than anything else, because, I mean, it really can go any way, you know?
I just had to politely point out to Stell that they've been trying to do it since the Burning Crusade, and then they decided not to, and then, it's been in the works for a long time.
That's why we have Brennan as a Draenor right now.
Instead of a Pandaren. It could have been, Blizzard, it could have been.
But
he's a cute alien. It works.
He likes cake. It's all good in the hood.
Some naysayers say he should prefer pie, but hey.
Ooh. He doesn't like that, I'm sure. People are.
Bren will eat just about anything, honestly.
But I think that wraps up everything for this month's episode. I mean, we got to have Balrun back for the first time in forever and make fun of me on air. That's always a good thing to have. So, applause for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bowing?
Well, of course. Because I am excellent.
we have awesome guests, Stell and Brennan. Thank you for joining us.
I wave and you cannot see it.
You guys are wonderful to have, and I love role playing with you guys. And I suggest anyone listening right now for our less than 24 listeners, I'm sure, to check out their role play at the Mug Nights as well as whenever they're singing for the event. I know that they did the event for Black Dawn as well as it was both Black Dawn events. One of them was a Brewfest event, I believe.
Yeah, we did the Brewfest and the Harvest thing, and then coordinated the Hallow's End was our own that I got the Mug staff in on, so Shafar and Connie for that.
Yes, that was awesome. That was spectacular.
I'm going to have to track them down and see what kind of mayhem I can create.
You'll probably get on well with them and Ian. Or Ianis, all right? Wait, nope.
Hard ass!
So close. Sure, we'll just go.
Mox, thank you as always for joining us, and thank you for the Kermit voice this month.
You're very welcome, Kanta.
Oh, yes, the final thing before we go off air. Go watch the new Muppets movie coming out soon. I think I can officially say, I don't know about Balroon, but the four of us here, Brennan, Stell, Cormac, and I, we're big lovers of the Muppets.
You're never too old for it.
All
I gotta say, and I'm pretty sure Sigmar would agree, is if you don't like the Muppets, you're a goddamn communist.
You're here!
He'll enjoy that.
How?
Kanta, I was enjoying the Muppets long, long before you even acquainted with Earth Eyes.
Well, you know what, Mox or Balroon, I grew up with the Muppet Babies, so at least I was a fan since I was little.
The babies don't count. They're just
still. I got into it from there. So,
how old are you?
I am 20 years young.
Oh.
I'm a baby.
That was an interesting sound.
Thanks. Nice to know I'm a young child in your eyes.
And everybody goes, oh.
I already knew.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I have gotten used to him. I mean, it is a fact. He is younger than both of my children. So I just treat him like one of them.
Thanks.
Is it really good territory or dangerous territory?
I think it's good.
Depends on the day.
I still think we should have been recording when he found out I was a girl.
Yes, my brain was broken for some time because I said prior to a few minutes of recording, I said to Brennan, I always imagine the character that I'm talking to, like with the boys, and they're like, oh really, then you're going to enjoy this. And I called Brennan up and he's like, hi, and at first I thought it was like Stell on the microphone. Because if you notice, they have a little bit of a similar voice, at least in my mind's eye. No offense to either of you.
It's fine.
I'm taken.
Even still. But and I'm like listening. I'm like, wait a second. That wasn't an echo. And then my
world is crumbling.
And 15 minutes after that, it was nothing but little girly mannish giggles.
I giggle.
He does giggle very well.
Hey.
Yes, he does.
More than I do.
That's a good point to end off on for the email.
And we embarrassed Kanta terribly.
My cheeks hurt from smiling.
I don't think we're going to be asked on again. Hello, goodbye.
Brennan, Stell, thank you for joining us. Really. Balroon, again, great to have you back. Mox, thank you. Guys, this has been Lore Podcast. As always, I'm Kanta, and I'm embarrassed. So have a great evening. Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Peace out.